The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 25th chapter. Jesus tells a parable about his own second coming, emphasizing the need for readiness at all times. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they had no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. And as the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out and meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and us together. You had better go to the dealers and try to buy some for yourself.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding. And the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also and said, 'Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
All right, children, alert. I have something for you very special today. Cindy, would you open the door? Come. Ah, here she comes. Gracie. Hello, Gracie. Come here. I'm going to take your leash off. And if Cindy could bring me the ball, I'd be grateful for this. All right, now, Cindy is a purebred German Shepherd. She's about 5 years old. She has been trained, and we're going to see if she remembers her training today because, like I said, I like working without a net. Gracie, come. Here. Gracie. Nope. Yeah. Cindy will have to. Oh, yes. Now we have her attention. Okay. Gracie. Gracie. Hey. Gracie. Good girl. Down. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Gracie. Hey. Sit. No, come. Okay, good. Gracie. Hey. Gracie. Yep. Sit. Okay. Now, Gracie. Sit. Sit. Yeah, okay. Now, let's put her leash back on. Oh, she's going to follow me, is she? Okay. All right. Now, children, what did we learn from this? That I have a nice dog. Yes, I know that. And she loves her ball. A German Shepherd is a working dog, which means she was bred to do a job. She's happiest when she's busy. She's happiest when she's working with me doing things. She doesn't like a lot of affection. She doesn't like being hugged. But she does like petting and around her ears. But for the most part, she's the happiest if I take that ball and I throw it and she goes, gets it, and brings it back to me. She'll do that for hours. Now, originally she was bred to herd sheep, but there's no sheep at our house, so we have to do that. What? What are you whining about? What? Oh, you want me to throw the ball? All right. Okay. All right. We'll throw the ball. Okay. See, this is, she thinks she's working now. And she is. To her, that's her work. Okay. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but when I was talking to her, I didn't use a lot of words. I gave her commands, hand gestures. And do you know why? Oh, look at that. She's going to she thinks playing ball is so much fun. She wants everybody included in it, and she's there's the slobbered ball, and now you're going to have to sanitize your hands. Okay, there we go. All right. Now if you put her on the lead. Very good. No. Here. Come. Yep. Come here. Very good. Sit. Yeah. Okay. All right. Dogs have a language of their own. And because they don't have words and they can't speak, they follow the body language of their mates in their pack. So that's why occasionally I will say her name to get her attention. But once I have her attention, I'll give her a hand signal like stand here or sit or come over here, stay, all these commands. The reason I bring this up, kids, is because I had to take time to think about what she understands about the world. I had to take time to figure out what her language was. I had to take time to figure out what it means, because sometimes I'd get tired of throwing the ball. And then I realized she thought the ball was so much fun, this work of chasing the ball and bringing it back, that was her work, was so much fun she wanted to make sure I had a part of enjoying it too. The reason I bring Gracie to you children today is because I'm thinking, as you're making friends at school or in the neighborhood, sometimes you're going to encounter people who are different than you. They may have different color skin. They may have different language. They may come from different households with different behaviors and ways of doing things. Now, I know that when I give Gracie her job to do, her commands, that she feels loved, wanted, and needed. And so she will guard and protect me when strangers come. In fact, I think she barked at you when you came in this morning. Yeah, yeah. Now, she doesn't bite. I've taught her that human beings are extremely fragile, you know. Yes, but she warned me that someone was in the environment that she didn't know. So whenever you're trying to figure out how to get along with somebody, kids, is think about Gracie. Look at them, study them, pay attention, listen, and then try to find the way to show them love that makes sense to them so that you can share their love when it comes back to you. Amen. All right, I don't know when I'm going to talk to you again, kids, but that's the children's sermon, and I'm not moving because I had in April L5 and L4 were fused, and there had been some nerve damage on the spine, so when I walk, never mind. It's easier for me to sit. All right, adults, are you awake? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I have a confession to make. I served over 40 years of my adult life as a pastor or in the hospital or as in a treatment center. And I've preached sermons upon sermons. And this one passage, of all the passages that Pastor Randy could have assigned me to preach to you, this is the one he chose because it's in our lectionary. And I go, I never understood this one. I don't get it. It's hard. Because what's the oil? Who are the bridesmaids? Who's the groom? I mean, how do you figure all this stuff out? This is not the way we do things. So I took a couple of clues from what's in the gospel today. And the first clue is Jesus says to his disciples, the kingdom of heaven is like this. Now, whenever he uses that phrase, kingdom of heaven, he's telling you this is how it works between God and his people, and you better pay attention. The other thing you have to understand is from the Old Testament, it was understood that God was the husband to the nation Israel. Israel was his bride, his beloved. And so that metaphor carries through the whole of the Old Testament. So when Jesus is talking to his disciples, and they're good Jewish boys and girls that are listening, they understand it from that context, is that God will come to, there will be a point in time when God is physically present to his people. And you better be ready for that. Now the oil. Boy, that one stumped me. I don't know about you. What do you think the oil means? The oil and the lamps. What's that all about? Ah, let me tell you a couple of clues. Do you remember when we opened the service today, the call to worship? A reference was made to one of Jesus' other parables from the Gospel of Matthew. In fact, it's the last parable he tells in the Gospel of Matthew, in which the sheep are separated from the goats, and Jesus says to the goats, or to the sheep, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was naked, I was alone, you took care of me, you ministered to me, you cared for me. And the people who are he's addressing will say to him, I don't know who you are, I've never seen you before in my life. And he says, whenever, you took care of the need of another human being, I was there and you saw me. So part of the Gospel of Matthew is discussing, because he's addressing the people of early Christianity who are now second and third generation. They're beginning to wonder if Jesus is ever coming back. And Matthew is saying, yes, he will come back in his own good time. And the question is, what should we be doing in the meantime? And his address, what he says in these two parables are, you keep the oil of faith alive by doing the ministry of things that serve others. That's one way in which you stay in touch with me. Now, through the Christian church, we've learned there's a couple other ways. One is we gather together, we take the communion, because Jesus said only three basic commandments. He said, do this in remembrance of me, have communion. He said, love one another as I've loved you. So that means we don't just be nice to one another while we're here in church, but when we know someone's sick or injured, we call them up. We listen to their stories, and we go and interact with them. When someone in our neighborhood is down and out, we pay attention to these things. And then he says, do this. Do this. Keep your oil handy. Keep it ready. I've now been retired for about 4 years, and I'm still waiting for God to tell me exactly what ministry he wants me to do. I know a lot of people who are in this congregation are retired folks, professional folks. There's a lot of young ones too. But many of us are still trying to understand what is our ministry, what is it that we are supposed to be doing, and, yes? Oh, my. Well, I'm at, all the good parts are over now. I don't know. All right, go ahead. All right, Bob, can you hear me? All right, hooray. Well, let me tell you, in case you couldn't hear me before, it was a great sermon. It really was. It was very stirring.
I didn't think I could hear you, but it just wasn't coming.
It just wasn't coming through. Okay,
I'm
all
sorry
right.
For the distraction.
That's all right. It's okay. This is my first time doing this, and I figured whatever happens, we'll roll with it. The Holy Spirit will know what to do with it. So, okay. Now, let's bring this back home. Let's wrap it up. The question for us today is, what does this particular story mean to each one of us? And that can only be answered by you. All I can do as pastor is to tell you this is the context in which these words are spoken. First, Jesus is telling his disciples, one, be patient. The kingdom of heaven, God's coming back, Jesus coming back, is going to take time, and it will be in his time, not ours. Now, I don't care what your politics are. That doesn't matter to me. I'm not endorsing anyone. But I was struck by Joe Biden in that his political career started so many years ago, and there were many times there were interruptions to that career, and he thought he was finished, thought it was over. And yet, because he kept the faith and kept active in his community doing the things that he always did, he continued on, was given new opportunities, and now he's our president. It's amazing. I think it's a good story to keep in your mind that you keep doing what you were called to do. Who in this neighborhood do you minister to as a congregation? Who in your community do you minister to as an individual? And so that's how you stay in touch with Jesus. One of the three ways in which he will know you, because you were there. You care for those who are down and out. You come and meet him here at the altar. And you, as a community, show what it's like when you forgive one another when things have gone wrong. So that's what I wish you to carry with today. I hope you enjoyed my dog. I enjoyed being with you. I wish I could see you. But amen.